Hey, Shree, it's Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, I just sent a message over to Carlos. I got a few things to walk through with you, but I'll need about 5 to 6 minutes, and I know you're busy. Is now an okay time?
I'm at the bank right now. I think it's okay. I don't think I'm about to be called, but go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, cool. And just, my goal is just to get you to the finish line. So I want to walk through step by step. My underwriter jumped the
Okay.
gun, and they put an approval in, and then today they're sending me all these different conditions they need, so I can only apologize for that. But let's kind of walk through step by step some of their concerns. So when they're approving the file, they're basing it off of time in business. Now they define the excuse me. They define the time in business based on how long the current owner has owned the business. And when they can't see your tax return, so when they go online, they see the first few years underneath your name. Now, this is where it kind of gets under your wife's name. Here's where it kind of gets tricky. I did a soft pull of your wife's credit, so there's no inquiry at all. But her score is in the low five. Her score is in the low 500s. And so I want to make, if possible, we want to avoid adding her to the file because it could potentially risk the approval. So here's the thing. Do you know from a tax return point of view when you actually when you became 50% of the owner of the business? Were you listed as a 50% owner in 2014, 13? When did you actually be listed as an owner?
2014, I think.
Okay.
2014 end, I think 2000, because 2015 onwards, it's been like 2 years.
It's been 2 years. So you've been there. So here's what I'd like you to do. Can you get me a copy of your K-1 from 2014 that shows you're a 50% owner?
In 2014.
Yeah, basically, I want to go back and see what the oldest return we can get, the oldest return we can get to verify. That's where we want to go. We want to get the oldest return. And I can only apologize for my underwriter giving me an approval, then yanking it back. But I'm going to hopefully work through these issues.
2014. I'll because we filed jointly. So yeah, I'll take a look at it and send it to
Well,
you.
it'd probably be from the business. Just see what you can find and give me a call back. Let me walk you through some options. If we can't get this done with time in business, then I'll just need your wife to actually add her name and information and sign and put her information. I'd need to do a hard pull on her credit, actually run the credit hard, and then go back to underwriting and see what they can do, okay?
Okay, but then like okay. Okay, but
If you
okay,
if
I'll
you
give
want
you a call back.
Yeah, there's gonna be no pressure for me. I just want to walk you through all the different options, okay?
Okay, so I'll send the 2014 tax return and see where we got it, okay?
You got it, brother. I'll be in touch. I'll be on the lookout for you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.